You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
You are right back with me, Gerine De Wet, at work, Casey 107.7. And yes, you are listening to your second back-to-back session. She wants to dance with me, Rick Astley. She lights and treat her like a lady by the Manhattans. You were also listening to Taveras, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, Ashford and Simpson, Street Corner, and The Real Thing, You to Me Are Everything. Yes, it's still Friday, as a lekker dag, as vakantiedag, as jou Friday feel dag, met fantastiese gaste wat ons vandag op die show het. So, ons sit nou hier met 'n baie inspirerende man, ook met baie vele talente. Good morning, Jasper. Welcome on KC 107.7. How are you doing?
Morning, Gerine. Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome and thank you for taking time out.
It's a pleasure.
You are not only the founder of Drake Holdings, but you are also passionate about helping entrepreneurs and financial freedom. Where does this passion come from?
So, just for starters, I've been in the accounting industry for almost 25 years now, and having my own practice since 2006. And initially, obviously, it was just accounting and tax. That was pretty much what it is. And over time, I've developed myself and getting to a point where I realized that it's not just about business and doing tax, but it's about giving a lot more. And this specific thing that I call the one word. And if you found that one word that really great fires in your belly, then you wake up in the morning for something bigger than yourself. And in my case, it's generosity, and generosity in all various ways, but in this case, generosity in developing and empowering entrepreneurs to become better entrepreneurs and business people.
Wow, there you have it, where that passion comes from and that fire. You are the author of an ebook, Growth Kit for Entrepreneurs, and in this book you speak about split business and personal finances. Please give us more insight.
So I think most business people struggle with this idea of having two separate bank accounts. Most business owners live from their bank account, either by paying personal expenses from there or using the card and swipe the card for personal use, which is probably the biggest sin of them all, in place of actually paying yourself a salary and seeing yourself as an employee of that company. And by using the card for personal use, so basically you don't have control of your business finances because of that, then you don't really realize how much money you spend and sometimes waste on personal use because of doing that. So one of the very first things generally what I do when I see a new client, kind of that's the first thing I look out for, because that journey will make a massive difference in the way they can budget and manage their finances. Firstly for the business, but secondly over that overflow to the personal finances as well. And sometimes it's not that easy to change if you're in a place where you kind of live from your bank account, business bank account. Then you need to kind of go through a process of, I mean, it's very difficult once you are there to just change to paying yourself a salary, because it's just your finances are not intact, in order, the management is not correct. So generally what we try to do then is try to get the people to, first of all, put themselves on a weekly wages, then fortnightly, and eventually get to a place where they can also pay themselves as the other employees also a salary on a monthly basis. It just helps you to structure your business, structure your personal finances, and then also, obviously, you can budget a lot better by doing that. A lot of times, the clients that do swipe the card and they don't know how much they spent, at the end of the year when you start sitting with them with the personal expenses that they pull from the business, they're actually in shock of how much they spent during that process, because you don't realize how much you spent.
Wow, so Don't mix business with pleasure.
Exactly. When you work, when you play, play. You never mix it to off the quote, the famous quote of Jim Rohn. So I really believe in that. Work very hard and focus very hard and when you work, but when you have fun and don't be at the office.
Yeah. True, no? Ek hoop allemaal luister na die stukkie advies daar. What are VAT management tools and tactics that entrepreneurs can use?
I think I always say VAT is not, there's no magic trick of lowering VAT, and VAT is a very simple equation. You get income from clients where you preferably try to recover the VAT from them or ask the VAT on top of your invoice. And then you have certain invoices that's allowable that you can deduct as an expense. And then the income less the VATable expenses at the end of the day give you a VATable amount. So for the most businesses, every 2 months, generally, typically, you would pay over VAT. So it's not really of how do I maneuver VAT. It's more about how do I manage VAT. And I think that's a very important change of the way you look at managing your VAT. So, again, typically what most people do, they live from the business account, they get in the VAT from the clients, they pay obviously expenses that's also VAT on, and it's all a mix between everything of your business account, and you don't have any idea or control what your VAT would be at the end of the 2 months. So typically, something that I started doing many years ago, and the clients that also do that do it very successfully, is every Monday you pull your bank statements, just all your credits, you pull it to a CSV or Excel file, and you pull in, just you work out the inclusive 15% on that total income that you receive. So it's basically 15 times 15 divided by 115, you get the amount that inclusive the amount. That amount you actually transfer to a total separate bank account that you don't have access to every day, and that's not linked to your business account. So still a business account of the same business, but a separate bank account, separate bank. Then if you do this every week for, let's say, 8 weeks over a 2 month period, you tend to, and you will have more VAT that you transferred into that bank account than you actually need, because you have those allowable VATable expenses that you may deduct, which then creates actually a surplus in that bank account eventually over time. So, and you found the same people that used to struggle to pay the VAT because everything was mixed in the one business account, all of a sudden, within a few months, have a surplus in a separate bank account with the same finances, same turnover, same expenses, merely because they've managed the finances better. That they pulled out the VAT that they received into the business account into a total separate bank account. It's the same money, but a total different principle.
Yeah.
And then from there you can become more creative and more creative about, I mean, you can start doing that with salaries, you can start doing that with all kinds of items in your business, and separate various items to various bank accounts. And people might say, but every bank account that I open create more bank charges. I can promise you, you won't even feel the bank charges if you start using this principle, because you will start seeing surpluses in a separate bank account, put that into a call account, or, I mean, people do various things with that additional VAT money that they now all of a sudden have as a surplus, which I have never had. I mean, you can go at the end of the year, you can go on a holiday, you can use that and put it into a separate investment, which is obviously the more sound advice. You can buy yourself a Harley like I've done.
I was going to get there. Yeah.
So you can do all kinds of things.
I actually was going to get to the Harley, because you made a post where you said you bought your Harley from your VAT money.
Yeah, and that was exactly... So it was actually obviously quite... I've done it to create attention about the VAT money that I've used, but it was actually just the management of the VAT money that went to a separate bank account. And then, obviously, with that surplus, I could purchase the Harley. And whatever tickles your fantasy, I mean, it might just be settling some of your debt. It might be, like I mentioned, going on holiday. It might be creating an investment or whatever tickles your fantasy. But the reality is, once you start splitting up these various business expenses, you create that ability of not spending money that you shouldn't have if it was in that business account. So the next step is, people might say, well, I don't really want to create separate savings into a separate bank account that builds up. So then you can speak to your accountant and let him work out. Obviously, like I mentioned, there's a turnover, there's allowable expenses. So typically 15% would be on the turnover, but there's some expenses that you can deduct. So your effective tax rate might be 10% and not 15% if you work out the expenses that you deduct as well. And that's something that you need to discuss with your accountant to get that effective rate. But then you can, on a weekly basis, just transfer the effective rate over, and you just at least know you would be able to pay the VAT at the end of the 2 months.
Wow.
Because
just lastly
on that, is I think a lot of people tend to, they don't even get to the VAT amount because there's always a struggle to pay that lump sum every 2 months. So now you created that thing where it's not even a problem for you anymore. You just pay it out of that separate bank account, and you have surpluses in that account. So you kind of sort out two problems with one plan.
Wow, this is, you know, actually, there's so many people that start businesses and that does not have the sound financial advice how to do it properly one time from the start, you know. And it's actually something one needs to go into very more deeply, you know, so then there wouldn't be such struggling businesses out there, if I'm correct.
So I would go back to the word consistency. And I think that is, whether you are, I mean, both of us are at Titan Sports Academy doing kickboxing and all kinds of things. So whether you talk about kickboxing or fitness or bodybuilding or a business, whatever you want to achieve in life, you need to be consistent in. So you need to create that habit of being consistent. So whether it's with fitness, whether it's with your finances, whether it's with your religion, it doesn't matter where you want to go with this, consistency is always king. And consistency is not always sexy, but the boring road will be get you where you need to be. So I think that's pretty much, become consistent, but also get yourself a mentor. The most people that achieve share some ideas with you. It's generally the people that don't want to sit with you that want to pretend that they've done it. The people that really done it, they would be more than open to meet you for coffee. And I mean, I've invited a lot of people in my life as temporary mentors or mentors still today, maybe, that helped me with that process. And you have to reach out, you have to take absolute personal responsibility of your finances, of your health, about where you want to go to. And then you need to decide and wake up this morning and say, I will be consistent 100%. I've got a little band here that one of your friends gave me, and it says it starts with me. And I think whether you want to say it starts with me, whether it's absolute personal responsibility, but whatever is happening in your life, whether it's finances, emotional stuff, whether it's fitness, you have to decide to take absolute personal responsibility and then create the habit of being consistent. There's always time. I've created the business Elite Optimizers with at that stage a client of mine, now a friend and obviously business partner, Elite Optimizers, and that business we've created between I've created between 4 and 6 every single morning for many years to get it going. So there's never an excuse. The most people's reason for not training, not creating their business, generally, I mean, it's about, I don't have enough time. But you always have enough time.
Not managing your time properly.
Managing your time, you spend probably 2 hours every night on scrolling on social media. you wake up in the morning just before you need to run to work or get to work, and you probably almost late. Wake up every morning at least 1 hour before, getting into the habit, and eventually you will. I mean, I wake up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're at least 4 to 6 2 hours ahead of anybody around you.
Wow, we've come to the end of the hour. I think there should be so much more conversations like this, even workshops or seminars or whatever, because just me sitting here has learned a lot, and going through your ebook, and I can't wait to finish it, give some real sound advice. I want to say thank you for your time. Anything lost that you want to say, like a shout out to me, or
I always shout out to you because you're an awesome person, and I think that what really comes to mind is generosity as well. And as I think that's one of the, if I can leave any business owner with some advice, there's no golden bullet or silver bullet to getting things right, but I think if you can start with focus less on myself and become generous in all kinds of ways. Just be kind. I mean, not everybody can give monetary-wise through kindness, but you can start, if you're a business owner, create massive amounts of value. The more value you can create, the more life, universe, God, doesn't matter what you want to call it, will come back to you in massive waves. So start adding massive value in through generosity. Be kind, and just work from a place of generosity than from a place of everything is about me and my ego.
Thank you so much. That's from Jasper Basson. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.